All right, joining us now here on the Ben and Skin Show on 105.3 The Fan is one of the greatest Dallas Cowboys of all time. Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl winner. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Tony_Dorsett. The great Tony Dorsett. How you doing, Tony?
Hey. I'm doing just fine, man. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be out among these festivities, man, for another Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50.
Man.
50, man. Can you imagine?
Obviously, you have great memories of the 1977 season, 1978 Super Bowl, when you guys beat the Broncos. Now, was that your first or second year?
That's my rookie year.
Rookie year. You win a Super Bowl. You probably thought you were going to win a Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, I got spoiled. You know, I was getting spoiled real fast, man. I just came off of a national championship team at the University of Pittsburgh. Then I come in my rookie year. We win a world championship. Go back to the same city, same stadium down in New Orleans. And then we beat the Denver Broncos. And then my second year, we go to the Super Bowl again, but we fell a little short against the Steelers. Then we go to four NFC championship games in a row after that. And then we just couldn't get over the hurdle. And, you know, that's the thing about it. You know, that's why people say, you know, when you get there, you never know if you'll ever get back. And you need to enjoy it, make the most of it. And, I just thought, you know, after you get spoiled after those first 2 years, it's all, man, we're gonna get there again. But it never happened.
Where do you live now? Do you stay in Dallas?
Yeah, I'm in the Dallas area. I live in Carrollton, man.
Carrollton?
Yeah.
And are you a Cowboy fan? Do you still follow the team closely?
Man, I'm the biggest Cowboy fan there is. to be disputed, I'm sure. But
right.
But I'm a huge Cowboy fan. I'm a season ticket holder. You know, I follow them. Don't follow them as close as I used to but in recent years. But I follow them, and I try to catch as many games as I can.
So what do you make of the squad? I mean, are you a Tony Romo fan, or do you like Dez Bryant? What do you make of these guys?
I like both of those guys. There's no question about it. Dez has really turned into be. A damn pretty good professional football player. He's turned into be a damn good pro, should I say. He's matured a lot over the years. Tony Romo, man, I can't say no. Tony, when he first came in the league, I said, I just didn't think. I knew Tony was a great athlete. I've seen Tony play basketball and all other sports. I mean, there's not a sport I don't think he's not good at.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sold on him. And he sold me real fast, you know, because this guy is cool, calm, and collective. He does a lot of good things. He plays well. I think he got some good leadership qualities as well. They got a big bad. They had a big bad offensive line. This team is the makings. Jerry has done a good job over the years. Even right after, even when during the Aikman and Emmitt era, when they drafted well. They got all these big, huge, strong, humongous, bad, kick your butt offensive linemen. And it made Emmitt's job a lot easier, Troy's job a lot easier, Irvin's. I mean, they were a complete team. And I think, you know, they're trying to get back to that. But, you know, parity in the league is obviously hindering some of the things. But the premium free agency is a lot of guys, people are picking up some of the players that the Cowboys were picking up in years before. But I like what I see. I like the direction they're moving in.
Tony Dorsett joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What did you make? And you just brought up free agency. And obviously DeMarco Murray went and took a lot of money with Philadelphia. That's your position. What do you make of the whole DeMarco Murray situation? Should the Cowboys have paid DeMarco what he wanted and kept him?
Wow. Man. Let me just say this here. You know, running backs are made by the offensive line. Cowboys offensive line was one of the biggest, baddest in the league at the time. And DeMarco Murray benefited from that. He proved himself to be durable after a few years. And that was one of the good things. That's one of the good things you want to have for your in that running back position. You want a guy that's going to be there and be durable, that's going to be there you can count on. That part of it they may miss. But I always think that you can plug a guy in behind some of those linemen that they have that can do a good, that can complement Tony Romo, and that's what you really need right now. is something to complement Tony Romo, because Tony Romo is one of your prolific quarterbacks in the National Football League right now. If you get a running game that can complement him, then you got a pretty offense that could be pretty stout, pretty potent, you know, if they can stay healthy.
How would you describe Tom Landry as a coach to somebody who's just not familiar with his work? What was Tom Landry like?
A perfectionist. He was a guy that, and he was probably one of the more intelligent offensive people, in the National Football League during his era. Tom Landry was a guy that, I tell you, the offense, when I came in here, and all the formations that we had, and all, you know, you do all that up and down, you shift, strong back, got to shift twice and all that. Man, I tell you, for a rookie coming in, it's really mind-boggling. You really got to pay a lot of attention. First of all, you're afraid of, you know, if I going to make the team, if I got to make the team. And then you got to think, concentrate on all of these formations and shifting and all of this stuff. But this man, I think, could fit in any era, Tom Landry. Tom Landry was a football genius as far as I'm concerned. And I think even to this day, some of the people probably use some of the things that he was doing. As far as, you know, formations. And he was always one of those guys that figured, you know, you give them different formations, you keep a defense a little bit on the heels instead of on their toes, they're grand and ready to go because they're trying to think and wonder what the heck is going on. Mm-hmm. And then by the time they try to figure it out, bam, the ball snap. You know, so you catch them a little bit off guard.
Talking to Tony Dorsett here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What were you thinking as Roger Staubach was retiring? I mean, I remember that really well as a kid and seeing that go down. You were still a very young player, probably 3 years in the league or something like that. What were you thinking as Roger was signing off?
Please don't go. Please don't go. Let me tell you, nothing against Danny White, but Roger Staubach, you know, Captain America. Let me tell you something. This guy, I seen this guy do some things. He was the ultimate competitor. I mean, he felt he could beat anybody. I don't care what it was. And he didn't care how limited or who was hurt or what was happening. And he felt that even if he was on one leg, he could pull it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how that competitive spirit that he had. And that's the kind of leader that you want. When you got a guy like that, you know, he's going to give it all. Everybody else is all in, too. You know, so we missed him. We missed him a lot because I do feel that if he was still quarterbacking us, and those my first 5-6 years in the league, we probably would have been in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really honestly truly believe.
Now, what you're out here courtesy of our friends at huntauctions.com. Yes. You're giving away auctioning off some really great Tony Dorsett memorabilia. What is that all about?
Well, it's about my wife. It's about my wife. So I'm tired of looking at me clogging up my garage. you won't see like a Heisman Trophy in those great. I mean, I got some nice rookie of the year stuff. I got some nice memorabilia to give away. But the thing about it was, it makes sense. You know, for all these years, I had these storage bins. You know, and I'm paying for these storage bins, and I got all this memorabilia in there. And memorabilia is collecting dust. She said, "Why don't you do something with this stuff? Why don't you do something that would probably a fan, like a Cowboy fan, a Tony Dorsett fan, you know, somebody like that, you know, NFL fan that just might want to have some of this stuff and put out and show it off. What you're doing with it, all it's doing is just collecting dust. Nobody's seeing it, and then everybody's going to be fighting over it if something was to happen to you."
Right.
She never said that.
but
it would be, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I said, you know, I started giving it some thought. I said, you know what? You're right. I probably do need to go give this and let somebody appreciate it a little bit more than what I am.
Man, it's an honor to have you on. It was even a bigger honor to watch you play football, man. Seems like that 99-yard run was just yesterday. Yeah. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's always good to see some Dallas people
out here, baby, at
the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
The big D. All right.
There he goes. Awesome. The mighty Tony Dorsett here on the Ben and Skin Show.